You're listening to SBS News.
In early March, the United States Skagit Valley Chorale gathered in a church in Mount Vernon for rehearsal. Only 61 of the 122 choir members attended the practice, but 52 of them would become infected with COVID-19. Similarly in Europe, 102 of 130 singers from Amsterdam's mixed choir also contracted COVID-19, with one member dying. The outbreaks have resulted in bans on choirs and have many wondering if they will ever return. But what remains unclear is how the virus was transmitted at the choir practices, as epidemiologist at Australia's National University, Dr. Meru Scheel, explains.
What we have seen is a few outbreaks or clusters that have been associated with people attending choir where the attendees or people who've been infected might have been singing. We don't know yet whether singing itself causes or is a mode of transmission for COVID-19.
One theory is that if an infected person sings, the action of projecting their voice could disperse viral particles into the air and cause people around them to contract coronavirus. University of New South Wales professor and senior medical virologist William Rawlinson, however, isn't convinced.
Most of the evidence is that singing of itself is not dangerous, and there have been a couple of outbreaks in choirs that have been well documented, but it's important that most of those are in areas either where there's been a lot of transmission or where they occurred prior to introduction of social distancing.
Dr. Scheel says because COVID-19 is a respiratory disease and not airborne, it's unlikely the action of singing was behind the outbreaks.
What we know for COVID-19, on the other hand, is that the transmission is through droplets. So essentially, a person might be infected, and if they cough or sneeze, they pass on these droplets, which land onto another person who might be in close proximity. There's no evidence to suggest that there is transmission through air.
Professor Rawlinson also says there is no definitive research suggesting singing causes one to project more droplets.
Just because a virus is there, just because a virus is on a surface or it's in an aerosol, doesn't mean that it will cause infection. You've got to have enough virus. And importantly, that's got to get to the area of somebody who it's going to infect. It's got to get from one person to another. Most of the evidence is that these large droplets are the ones that spread SARS-CoV-2.
The desire to continue singing has forced many choirs in Australia to become virtual. The transition to online rehearsals hasn't been easy, as musical director of Sydney Choir, the Adult Glee Club, Philip de Villiers, explains.
Some of the sessions went horribly wrong, you know, where everything just went wrong in terms of the technology. I've had to start our sessions half an hour earlier so I could literally get everyone in to just with their tech queries.
He has, however, been very encouraged by the resilience of choir members to overcome technological challenges, like 73-year-old soprano Beth Ellis.
She persevered, and just through screen sharing from between the different platforms, she's now able to sing her part.
Community and inclusivity is key to Melbourne Indie Voices, a Victorian-based choir run by composers and partners Fia Eczema and Joshua Teacher. In shifting to being a virtual choir, Artistic Director Fia says choosing technology which would be accessible to all members was priority.
We're actually using Facebook Live in private groups, so all they need to do is log in and start watching the video, and then they can contribute as much or as little as they want. Right now, technology is not at a point where you can have people in sync singing over the internet.
She says the choir has, however, formed a deeper bond as a result of the experience. And while she is counting down the days until MIV sings together in person, singing online means anyone can be involved.
In some ways, it's made the choir more inclusive. So people who have chronic illnesses or little kids or whatever, that you don't have to physically be there to be a part of our community. So we're definitely going to look into maybe continuing some kind of live stream once we go back.
Mr. de Villiers is also looking forward to having the Glee Club back physically together again.
The whole purpose of community singing is getting out of the house, getting away from your normal environment, and just to forget everything and lose yourself in an experience where people are singing together. There's nothing better than that experience.
plans for choirs to reconvene, Professor Rawlinson believes are possible.
It's not that choirs are going to disappear forever. That'd be a terrible thing, but they need to be managed.
In the meantime, at least we are still able to listen to music. This rendition of Think of Me, courtesy of the Adult Glee Club. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.